Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Here we go! Another week of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us on this November 24th. I'm Michael Jenkins. Denton Day is along today instead of Chelsea coming up here on the show. As we get another week kickstarted, we'll check out our bets from the weekend and recap Sunday Night Football, Bucks and Rams going at it out west. This camera angle is freaking me out. It's out here. Oh, hey, guys, how's it going? In 20 minutes, we'll check out even more from Week 12 in the NFL. Chiefs eking things out against the Colts. Cowboys, huge comeback win against the Eagles. Then we will make our Monday MVP at 6:40. Double D's here. The whole crew. Oh, Double D's already been talking to Penn State. Who are they going to hire during the offseason?
He's trying to give us the propaganda of Kalen DeBoer. He's selling the gospel of Kalen.
Is that rumor true that he doesn't want to be down there in Alabama? He's tired of the whole glad handing and all the Bama boosters and all that stuff.
There's definitely some smoke there. That's for sure. Whether he would pull the trigger or not, I don't know. But there's definitely some smoke that there might be mutual interest between the two sides.
Double D, do you want to chime in here? I mean, you're the only person here wearing a Penn State hoodie today, or at least a sweater. So I feel like if anyone is qualified to say this off the top, we got plenty of time. What do you think?
Denton is absolutely correct. Where there is smoke, there is fire. I've heard that they are going to throw gobs of money at Kellen DeBoer's. Whether or not he takes it or not is up to him, I guess. But yeah, there's definitely some, they've heard some rumors that he's not happy down in Alabama. I don't know. Like I said, I was saying that before we even came on air with my trip there, it was very interesting to me. It seems like the players and former players are all about Terry Smith getting his shot.
Okay.
Now, whether or not that's the right move, I personally don't think so. If Kellen DeBoer's is a thing, he is absolutely number one on my list. Number two would be Hartline, and then maybe Terry Smith. But I can't deny what I saw on the field. Those guys are playing their hearts out. This was the best I've seen Penn State all year long. All year long. Yeah. They looked fantastic on Saturday versus Nebraska. But can Terry Smith bring you a national title? Because at the end of the day, that's what this is about, taking that next step, because – James Franklin couldn't take that next step. And to me, if you get Terry Smith, absolutely prove me wrong. It's a down one, it's a downgrade. Two, I don't know if he can recruit like James Franklin. And you need somebody who can recruit.
Yeah. That's fair. We ain't Denton.
James Franklin looks good in that maroon they got down there in Virginia.
What a win for them.
Oh, man, he'd be looking good. He's happy. His smile's back. He's like Shawn Michaels back in the late 90s, early 2000s. That smile is back. He's walking around with a big stick. He's having a great time out there, so at least somebody is.
God, the bar is so much lower at Virginia Tech. It's not a knock against Virginia Tech, but my God, I mean, he's going to recruit lights out. He's going to be unbelievable down there. He's going to win a ton of games.
The goal is, I mean, of course, they're going to say the goal is a national title. It's not like Penn State, clearly.
Goal is a bowl game.
Goal is, yeah, let's win some games and let's win the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Let's have a successful season.
Yeah, I was tweeting about it when he got hired, and people were like, well, what is he going to do against top 10 teams, Denton? And I was like, have you looked at the ACC in the last 40 years?
Dude,
not a lot of those.
Yeah. He'll get a win from time to time. He'll satiate the masses. It'll be huge.
They just want to beat average down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. Good for Virginia Tech. That's a great hire for them. Bets for the weekend. Chelsea, 1-1. Denton, do you want to take over for your bets?
Did I bet this weekend? I don't know if I did.
I don't.
You know?
I don't know.
I told Chelsea, I was like, Chelsea, I might have the worst week in the show's history for only having 3 days. And she's like, I don't know about that. And I was like, I don't know that anyone went 2-9 over 3 days in the show's history, but I found a way to do it. I got rocked this weekend. You know, I was so good early in the year, Jenks,
yeah,
at college football. Boy, I've been getting just taken to the woodshed. I'd be feeling like Loki in Avengers 1, and my bets are the Hulk. They're just thrashing me around all over the place.
I didn't realize this was over three days.
3 days.
I mean, now, I'm not one to talk because God knows I've had some weeks here where I've gone big, I've chased, and then it's like, hey, Jinx, you went 2-24 this week or whatever it was. Something terrible. But 3 days, that's impressive, actually.
It was 3 days.
It's impressive.
Days.
It's impressive.
Know, the football weekend had a lot of bets, so that was like five of them. But
yeah,
that was not the greatest. That's not going on the resume, you know, moving forward. I'm just keeping that one to myself.
Fair enough. So for the week, Chelsea 3-4, Denton goes 2-9. PJ holding down the fort, 1-1 last week in a couple of appearances. Good to be back with you guys, by the way. Good to be here.
I was about to say, like, the Rams and stuff were cool, but like, how was Spain? We haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, Spain was awesome, and I'd forgotten that I'd taken off some extra days because of the jet lag, and people keep saying, well, just wait until you get back. They were not kidding. Like, I know it's one of those things in theory where you're like, oh, yeah, it takes you a while. I mean, it just knocks you out. But regardless of that, that's to be expected, right? It was great. It was very – but we also worked a lot. So it was definitely – we tried to play hard when we had spots where we could play hard. Traveling with a bunch of pro athletes or former pro athletes is definitely a different experience.
Yeah,
where you get stories and you see like these guys in the wild. It's just
they're a different breed.
It's different. Yeah.
Well, like, I was also curious because you know, so I've been to one Super Bowl and I didn't think that like the Madrid experience was going to be like a Super Bowl, but it did feel like there were a lot of activations from the NFL throughout the course of the week to like really you know play this thing up, and it looked like there was a great turnout.
I couldn't believe it. We shot two shows at two Irish bars in Spain, which was something we had to cater to the American fans.
Right.
But then we had a watch party or a get together on Friday at an Irish bar. And I'm not kidding when I tell you the line was around the corner the entire time. And what's really weird is they shut everything shuts down around like 4:30 because it's siesta time. Like, everybody wants a break. Like, really? So there was this bar, and I'm talking, like, Washington fans. I couldn't believe it. Burgundy and gold everywhere. This place was making money hand over fist. We're on the rooftop where it's players, it's fans. And then finally, like, all right, guys, that's it. Like, you guys are making – I understand the siesta. I understand the break. You guys are – they were kicking everyone out. It was like, no. It's time for a break. And that had to be their best day of the year. It didn't matter. They were sticking to the schedule. And by 4:30, that place was cleared out.
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
I mean, first of all, that's insane discipline from the Spanish people.
Yes.
But also from the Americans. Because I know, like, just in being around the Washington fan base, it did feel like there were a lot of people that traveled.
Yeah.
I was like, what do y'all do for work? Y'all hiring? Because like I couldn't travel to Spain on my own dime, but a lot of people were traveling. So the fact that there were a lot of Americans and they still understood the siesta to get out.
It's crazy. Even if you're trying to eat, like you're looking for somewhere to eat 4:30, good luck. Good luck. Goes for restaurants, bars, whatever. Made it back, got some great stories along the way. Real Madrid, their stadium, just my God.
It looked insane.
Insane. The last thing I'll say, I know we gotta get to this game, is first of all, beautiful. This underwent a $1.6 billion renovation, I think, a few years ago, and it was built in the 1940s. But the turf goes below the surface, and there's an underground greenhouse, essentially, where they water it, and there's automatic mowers, and then the turf comes back up for them to play on. It's sick.
It's the most insane thing. And that really puts it into perspective how much money they have over there.
Yes.
Because you have to have an insane amount of money to even think of that kind of idea. Like, let's take the stadium and put it underground.
Right.
To keep it the way that it is. And then we'll bring it back up. That's God, crazy.
It was crazy. Incredible environment. Brutal loss. Okay. But that was a while back, so I got to let it go. Last night, much more recent. How about the Rams crushing the Bucs 34-7? The Rams laying 7. Rams minus 375 on the money line. Total set at 49. And a hook, the under hits. Matthew Stafford, 25 of 35, 273 yards. 3 touchdowns, including 2 to Devontae Adams.
From the 24, behind snap that he brings down. Devontae Adams, got another one! Touchdown, Rams!
That is Mike Tirico on NBC Sports Sunday Night Football. Kobe Durant intercepts a pass from Baker Mayfield, juggled, and then Durant essentially just tears it away. Pick 6. Rams score all 31 of their points in the first half. They've won 6 straight, have not lost since October 2nd, haven't trailed in a game since the second quarter of their win over the Ravens back in Week 6. The Rams didn't are the Super Bowl favorites.
And boy, they do a lot of things right. I mean, this was the perfect kind of game for them. One, you didn't have to stay up for those of us that wake up early. Didn't have to stay up. So that was very nice. But on top of it, you know, they played Seattle last week, Jenks. And it's not like they were bad against Seattle. They won the game. But it was not a dynamic offensive performance. So to come a week later and just completely lay the smackdown all over Tampa was incredibly impressive. You know, Devontae Adams is old. He doesn't look it. I mean, the release off the line of scrimmage is as good as ever. I think we're starting to see a much bigger class of wide receivers whom, with age and with the loss of a little bit of their athletic ability, they really hone in on the details of the game. And he's a great example of it. Not to say that he's not athletic, but just the way that he beats his guy immediately off the line on both of the touchdowns. And it was the same guy. Like, that guy, he was in a blender all night for Tampa Bay. But just the immediate 1-2 step, and there's already separation. With him on one side and Nacua on the other side, and Stafford playing like an MVP, no reason they should not be the favorite right now. Because on top of that, their defense is also really good. Like, they're literally unfairly built right now. They are a fun team to watch, man. I enjoy watching them, which I didn't think I was going to like watching NFL football yesterday, but I enjoyed watching them.
Weren't we a member of the Ramley before the season? Or was that last year? We were all members of the Ramley.
I think that was last year.
Oh, was it last year? Okay.
But the Ramley never dies.
The Ramley, no doubt. I didn't just jump off the Ramley train. I didn't get kicked out of the Ramley. They are really impressive. And then when you have a guy like Sean McVay, head coaching always matters. And Devontae Adams, just back to him for a second, just a perfect example of someone who maybe not at the peak of his career, but man, when you pair someone with that skill set, an elite quarterback, like, you can get lost in no man's land for a while like he did, and all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, Devontae Adams is great.
Yeah, he did this silly bit where he's like, I loved Derek Carr in college, so I'm going to go play for the Raiders. And you're like, no, don't do that. And then he tried to follow Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, peak Aaron Rodgers is still going to be the best quarterback that Devontae Adams has ever played with. But Matt Stafford, at the ripe age of nearly 40, is pretty darn close. I think that's some of the most impressive thing about Stafford, is that most of us, myself included, I thought his elbow was going to be completely off his body by like week 4.
Yeah.
And he's now the massive favorite for MVP, but he's playing at such an efficient level.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane to watch. I mean, you're literally watching one of the top guys at the craft just consistently slice and dice. And again, they struggled last week against that good Seattle team, but to bounce right back, and it was a no-doubter that they were going to be the better team last night, that was really, really impressive.
Matthew Stafford right now is the favorite to win the MVP at minus 235. Drake May is 2-1. And then it's essentially a two-man race right now. Jonathan Taylor is 18-1. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, 20-1. Matthew Stafford is minus 235.
It's feeling a lot like a one-guy
It's race a one-guy right race. Now. They were yelling MVP at SoFi last night.
I didn't even know they had enough fans to do that.
I didn't either. Actually, it was just a cutaway, like 3 fans, like MVP.
Is it the same woman that we've seen for 40 years? Is like, no, she's just a diehard. Like, oh, I started the Chargers game too.
The plant. It just goes around
right
to all the NFL games.
I think Drake May's case got hurt a little bit this weekend, though, because, you know, they beat the Bengals by 6, which is, you know, great. You get a win, whatever. But you look at that Bengals defense, and they suck. And the expectation was that Drake May was going to torch them, and he played okay, but only one touchdown, an interception, shy of 300 yards. It felt like the expectations for him in that particular matchup were sky high.
Yeah.
He doesn't achieve them, and Stafford does what he does on prime time. That gap is super, super wide. I was already in favor of Matthew Stafford, mm-hmm. but it's now unbettable. Like, you can't,
right.
you're not laying minus 235. That'd be silly.
Yeah, I think, and also, I just don't think Drake made 2-1. Okay, decent odds, but I just don't see him catching Stafford at this point. Also, for the Bucs, we should mention, Baker Mayfield sprained his left shoulder at the end of the second quarter, did not play in the second half. He's going to have an MRI today. Goes 9 of 19, 41 yards, one touchdown, two picks for just 41 yards. Bucs have lost three straight. Tampa is a team that, this is why you can't have these snap judgments early in the season, because Tampa was that red hot, let's all get on the Bucs bandwagon. And here we are now. They're fighting for the division lead.
And what now, all of a sudden, Monday Night Football tonight with the Panthers
yeah.
is a much more intriguing game. You know, they get a, if they beat San Francisco tonight, right now they're plus 300 to win that division. I mean, it feels like today is the day
right.
where if you're going to lay the Panthers, you have to lay the Panthers.
I love that we're having this conversation.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm like, wait a second. Did he just say now's the time to put a bet on? Yes.
Yeah.
It actually is. Coming up, more from Week 12 in the NFL with the Chiefs finding a way like they always do to keep their playoff hopes alive. That's Ditton Day. I'm Michael Jenkins. It's Monday. Good to have you with us. It is a Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Michael Jenkins. Ditton Day is here. D-Day. Hanging out with us. Coming up. The Chiefs rally to bring the wood against the Colts. Yes, that is a Taylor Swift reference. Okay.
Knock on wood.
Knock on. There it is. Knock on wood right there. I was going to ask you.
I was going to ask you if you're traveling this week, because Thanksgiving's coming up, right?
I'm not.
And in D.C. in particular, tomorrow mm-hmm. is the day of death. And when it comes to traveling in this particular city,
yes,
Tuesday
brother.
Is the worst of the worst. The airport, we have multiple within a, you know, about 30-mile vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
All of the airports are awful. The traffic, which is already dreadful, is even more dreadful. So I was trying to check the temperature. Are you going to be dealing with the nonsense as people are going out and about trying to get in a position where they can feast this weekend?
Man, I am not, luckily. I'm kind of bummed this year, though. I have to work Christmas Day because of Commanders, so right. can't leave for Christmas. And then for Thanksgiving, we normally go to see Catherine, the lovely Catherine's family. But this year, well, we have the wedding coming up April, so we'll see her mom and, you know, all the family. But last night, we made the decision. We we were standing in the kitchen, and she's like, what do you want to do for Thanksgiving? Because normally, since it's just us, unless we're family, we just kind of go somewhere, like, right, locally and just eat. But we're just going to order something from, we're going to try and make our own little small meal. It'll be easy. A little turkey, a little dressing, green bean casserole, whatever.
I was going to say, are you a cook? We haven't spoke about a ton about food. I know you guys DoorDash, which,
yes,
I have recently started doing that, and I need to stop doing that.
Oh, my God. It'll get you.
Oh, it gets you. I got a 6-month subscription free to Uber One.
Oh, watch
and
out.
I was like, oh, no, this is not good. They're winning that one. I was going to say, do you cook?
No, I'm terrible at cooking. My problem is when I'm hungry, like, I'm ready to eat. And a lot of people have that passion for, I'm getting hungry, or they look ahead, right? Like, I'm going to be hungry. I'm starting to get hungry. Okay, let me create something here. And they enjoy the process. I wish I did. Because I think there's kind of a beauty in saying I can take these different ingredients. I always get jealous of the people that can do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can just kind of look in the pantry or the refrigerator and be like, ooh, we got some Parmesan here. Ooh, I like these SpaghettiOs. Ooh, what about this pasta? Ooh, these asparagus would work good. And like, they mix together. Like, this is delicious. How'd you do this? I feel, yeah, like you could do that.
I'm like halfway there.
Yeah.
You know, I could definitely, I can look at some things. I'm more of like a trash chute where I can look at a bunch of things and I'm like, those flavors will be fine. Like, let's just get them all out of the fridge. Let's put it all together here. But yeah, I could do something like that. Like, I am in charge of sweet potatoes for Thanksgiving.
Great call.
So like that's my bit. The wife likes to do some dessert, but we go to my aunt's house, who thankfully lives, you know, locally, so it's not terrible. But that's what I'm in charge of. So I'm in charge of like, yeah, the one or two things. I just have to do those one or two things really, really well. I'm kind of like a running back for the Chiefs, right? Like, I don't get opportunities a ton, but when I get those opportunities, yeah, I need to capitalize on those opportunities.
Nah, that's fair. Absolutely fair. God, I wish I were a better cook. Also, here's a confession. When I used Uber Eats when I was in Madrid.
I didn't know they had Uber out there.
They got Uber. They got DoorDash. The fast food there is different.
Like, in a good way?
In a good, it's different. The problem was is that, of course, we had a lot of tapas. We had some paella. Like, the food was amazing. But every time we went somewhere, I felt like I just didn't get a meal. I felt like I was just kind of getting a nibble here and a nibble there. And at some point, like, I need a meal. I need some sustenance here. Particularly because we'd go out and then everybody would kind of gather together in the hotel bar. We'd have some drinks. I was like, I need some food. And so twice, I'm standing in front of a Spanish hotel waiting on the Uber Eats moped to drive up. The chicken sandwich, though, from Burger King. I never order from Burger King.
Right.
But it was available. And I'm like, this is amazing.
It's so demoralizing how our American creations are so much better outside of America.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because the standards they have to follow out there in different countries makes the food significantly better. And because I would never go to Burger King.
Me neither. Oh, never.
Gross. Yuck.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Chicken is fake, but out there, I'm sure it's amazing.
Oh, when we were doing the pod, Santana had McDonald's like two or three times. And he's like, bro, the meat, like, it's real grand. And he's like going, I'm like, okay, I'm glad I'm not crazy here.
Right.
He's like, no, it's a different experience. They don't just throw together a bunch of processed foods.
Right. Because Burger King at one point was like top of the food chain for me, and then I grew up. And now it's like bottom of the food chain. So it's tough. I'm glad it's working you somewhere else.
Yeah, not here. That's true. Okay, here we go. Max says, by the way, in the chat, Burger King, the worst fast food place. Is that, I mean
that and Arby's.
I kind of don't disagree with that.
I have a personal beef with Arby's, pun intended, but it's those two that are at the bottom of the list for me. You won't catch me at Burger King if I don't have to. You won't catch me at Arby's if I don't have to.
I'm going to ask about the personal beef with Arby's. I can't just let that slide.
It's a long-standing thing. Yeah. I went to an Arby's when I was in high school. We were playing laser tag late into the night.
There's
a laser tag place that if you pay $15, you can go 7:30 p.m. to 2 a.m.
So holy
the boys and I are playing laser tag late into the night, and there's an Arby's right across the way. So we're like, all right, let's take a break between games.
Okay.
Let's go get some Arby's. I'm like, sick, let's do this. I have a Visa gift card that my parents gave me. I don't have real money. I'm like, 16.
Right.
But I have a Visa gift card. I was like, let's go get some Arby's. I walk in there, and I want a turnover. I was like, I love me an apple turnover.
Yeah.
I love me a chocolate turnover. So I was like, hey, can I get an apple turnover? And they're like, yes. Sick. This is perfect. And I sit there and I wait for 5 minutes. And I'm still waiting. And I'm like, all right, a turnover is not, like, there's no one in here. You know, there's more people on this show right now, which is four, than there were in the Arby's waiting for food.
Right.
Which was three at the time. And I'm waiting. I'm like, where's the turnover? So I come and I'm like, hey, I'm waiting on a turnover. Like, oh, yes, 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 yes. We got you. We got you. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to trust you. Like, I'm 16. I'm not going to, you know, you'll be cussing nobody out or anything like that. I just don't cuss people out in general. I don't know what they're capable of. I'm not trying to get in a fight.
Smart, smart.
So they wait another 5 minutes. And like, I can see the turnovers. They have the pastries lined up to where like, I see the turnovers. And they come back to me. They're like, we don't have any.
Oh, my God.
And from that point on, Arby's and I have never been the same.
That's fair. So he went to Arby's for a turnover.
It was like midnight. It was right before they closed.
Like a roast beef place. They got to have a turnover.
I was like, I knew they had turnovers because I was a fiend for apple flavored desserts. And I was like, I could kill an apple turnover and they let me down.
Fair. I mean, when you want something, you want something. I mean, I love the McRib. Who am I to talk?
Right. You forgive, you just don't forget.
Yeah, and you're not going to get any judgment from me. Ah, God, I wanted to come in here today and judge the Chiefs, but I cannot because they win last night or yesterday afternoon. 23-20 in overtime. Colts getting 3.5. They cover by the hook. Chiefs minus 185, total set at 50 and a hook. The under hits. Colts lead this game by 11 points in the fourth quarter. They give it all away because of four consecutive 3-and-outs against the Kansas City defense. Harrison Butker sends the game to overtime and then lines up for the game winner.
And the kick is good. Kansas City survives.
Jim Nance on CBS. Butker, your MVP of this game. 5 of 5 on the afternoon. Patrick Mahomes, 352 yards, no touchdowns, one pick. And the Chiefs, like they always do, last drive of the game, they get in field goal position, and they tie the game. They win it in OT. They move to 6-5.
A lot of questions answered yesterday. None of those questions, to me, Jenks, were about the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. All of them were about the Colts.
Fair.
And the questions are answered. We had asked, can Daniel Jones, can he be the guy in the postseason? Can he lead the Colts to the place that they have not been since Peyton Manning was there? And the answer to that is no. Because when you play good teams, this is the result that you get. You had an 11-point lead in the fourth quarter. You needed one first down.
One.
And that game could be completely different. You know, one first down creates maybe a second first down, and that game is completely different. Instead, you allow Michael Jordan of the era to stay in the game, and you lose. It was not a Jonathan Taylor day. We kind of figured that. The Chiefs' defense has been really strong against the run this year, especially with that front four led by Chris Jones. This felt like it had to be a Daniel Jones, you'll prove it kind of performance. Can you hang with the best of the best? Because we still don't even know, and this is the craziest thing, despite the fact that they won, we still don't know if they're going to get to the postseason. The assumption is that they are, but there's an upward hill that the Chiefs have to climb to get there. So the fact that the Colts were not able to put that one away, that's a tough one to swallow. It completely shifts the perspective because now they've lost 2 games in 3 weeks. One to the Steelers, which the Steelers, I don't think, are a great team. You just barely eke out against the Falcons. That was overseas. And then in the return to America, you have what you had this past weekend or yesterday, which was that was a game that you should have won, and you could not find the ability to do so. When you were out, Chelsea and I were talking about clutch gene and how many quarterbacks are actually clutch in the NFL. And I think it's a very small amount. I'd say there's probably like 5 that are like really, really clutch. But it's now very, very clear that Daniel Jones, he does not, while he's a better player in Indianapolis than he was in New York, he does not have that gene.
I think he's a very good player. He's much better in Indianapolis, which any player that gets out of the Giants organization is a much better player. We see it all the time. Saquon's a good example. But to your point, there are some quarterbacks. Look, quarterback is the hardest position in the entire world, and he's a very good quarterback. And I am not someone who just wants to take a shot at him just because he didn't win in Kansas City, didn't win with the Steelers. But the clutch gene is a rare thing, and they're only – you're right. It's, you know, it's Mahomes – it's Allen, Lamar, maybe, except some people would say not in the postseason, though.
Right. I mean, it's like a very small
it's a really tiny list.
Right.
Guys where, okay, put the ball in this guy's hands, let him win a game. And that's, isn't that the easiest question? Isn't that the best way to describe it? Like, oh, get the ball in this guy's hands, 2 minutes to play, and let him cook. You're not saying that about Daniel Jones.
You're just not saying that.
Right.
You're not. Unless you're memeing something. Like it's meme bait, as I call it. But I came up, I think, with 5 when Chelsea and I talked about it. It was Mahomes, it was Allen, it was Jalen Hurts, yuck. although not yesterday. Jeez Louise. Yeah. I mean, they have the exact same thing. I would say Stafford. I think Stafford's had a really great year. And then Joe Burrow.
You know,
last year, Jaden Daniels would have been in that conversation. Haven't really seen him in that position this year. There have been years. That's why I put Jalen Hurts in there, because we'd seen him in that position before, although yesterday was not a good example of it. But it was a very tough game for Daniel Jones, despite the fact that if you just look at, like, box score, like, he wasn't sacked.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't throw a pick. Didn't fumble. So he didn't do anything inherently wrong. It's just more so that he could not overcome, again, a really good defense in Kansas City.
Yeah.
But he could not overcome. And when they needed him in the fourth quarter, as you mentioned, they just couldn't get a first down.
And also, when you talk about clutch gene, generally, when you think of the clutch gene, you think of, can you lead this team on a drive to come back? Can you get a clutch play late when you need it? Here, the standard is, you get us a first down. Can you get us a singular? Can we get a singular first down? No. So, yeah, he's definitely not in that category. And that's okay. Colts are much better, but should have won that game yesterday. How about the Cowboys beating the Eagles yesterday? 24-21. The Cowboys getting three. They're plus 145 on the money line. Total set at 47 on a hook. The under hits. Dak Prescott, huge day. 354 yards, two touchdowns, one pick. Cowboys down 21-0 with 11 minutes, 32 seconds remaining in the second quarter. They rally all the way back. George Pickens, nine catches, 146 yards and a tutty. The Cowboys get a 42-yard field goal to win it as time runs out. Prescott ends the day with 34,378 yards, breaking the all-time franchise record previously held by Tony Romo. The Eagles came out, it's like, oh, they put it together, and then they went right back into that shell that they always go into.
There's something beautifully ironic about A.J. Brown having arguably his best game of the season and them losing. He'd done all this complaining, give me the football, I want the football. Well, you got it eight times, 110 yards, you played great, you got a touchdown, the only passing touchdown of the day for Jalen Hurts, and it still was not enough to overcome. And in a very similar, this is why I decided to pair these two games up, Jenks, because they're the two other biggest games other than Sunday Night Football, but you have two teams that in the fourth quarter, and then really just after 11 and minutes and 32 seconds in the second quarter for the Eagles, they could not do anything offensively.
Right.
Just completely inept, could not get any sort of points on the board. They are one-dimensional right now. And Saquon Barkley had 10 carries for 22 yards. You know, daggone it, Jerry Jones got one right with Quinn Williams.
Yeah.
You know, he did all this, like, silly, you know, singing and dancing about how we're going to make a trade before they made a trade. And we're like, well, who's it going to be? And then they go get Quinnen Williams. They are torturous in run defense now. And now Saquon in general has not had a good year.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the worst performance he's had since his final year in New York a couple years ago. But he has not been good. And Jalen Hurts is not nearly as dynamic when Saquon Barkley is not playing well. And I think we're starting to see that in real time. There's a lot more pressure on his shoulders. And you have a scenario like last night. You're as talented as Dallas is offensively and defensively. I would say more talented defensively. Mm-hmm. And you could not stop that Cowboy offense yesterday.
The Eagles are just weird. They're just a weird team. They find ways to win. They're awful on third down. They average more yards on third down to go than any team in the NFL, and yet they're exceptional in the red zone. And most of the time, they find ways to win. Yesterday, they just blew it. And so that's just going to build up that criticism of Jalen Hurts that we've heard over the past week. The guys in the locker room aren't happy with him. He plays his game as opposed to playing the game plan. This is a bad loss for the Eagles. Next up, Eagles host the Bears on Friday. Cowboys welcome the Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day. Coming up next, time to name our Monday MVP. It is a daily tip on the BetMGM Network.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Let's get back to the Daily Tip with Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to the show, the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. God, look at this great angle. Michael Jenkins, Denton Day. Bright light.
It feels like this is the Daily Tip after dark, but
it
in the
is.
Morning. It's like laid back,
yeah.
A cocktail. Like, kind of looks like you're in a speakeasy right now.
That's a good idea.
With the way that the cameras are set up. So we're just hanging out.
Yeah. You like a good speakeasy? Or is it like not your vibe?
I went to one, funny enough, in Austin.
Okay.
That was very, very nice. I would love to go to more of them. It's just going into the city sometimes. I'm like, do I really want to do all this? But I love a good speakeasy.
Oh, I do too. I don't like being in bars or places where it's super bright. Like, I don't know why.
Hey, I want it dim.
Yeah, I just kind of want it dim where I can just chill a little bit. Like, I went to, where did I go? Was it Friday? I finally kind of got my bearings back. I'm like, all right. Okay, I'm up. I got my schedule back. I'm waiting in the lovely character, and I walked around the corner. I'm like, I haven't been in this joint in a little bit. And I'm sitting there bright as can be. And what was really annoying is I sit at the bar, and there are five stools next to me. Every single person has decided they're going to put their coat over their stool, but stand up the entire time. Which is like, guys, look, I want you to have your seat, but you can't have both.
You can't have both.
And by the way, I was there for about 45 minutes. I didn't stay too long. No one ever took their seat.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, if you're making a list of people that suck.
That sucks.
People that don't put their grocery cart back.
Yep.
Suck. People that don't pick up after their dog.
Correct.
Suck. People that take chairs at a place with limited seating
right.
And then choose not to sit. Suck.
I hate that. I'll just put my stuff here. So if I need it, bro, there's limited space here. And these people are so annoying. The bartender comes over to me. She's like, hey, I don't know this person. She's very nice. Lauren, I believe her name was. She's like, what do you think I should do here? Turn the music up, or is that going to make this worse because they're so loud? And I go, that's a tough call. I go, are they going to speak louder when you turn it up, or will they just kind of listen to the music, or will they start dancing because of the music and start singing along? Like, I don't know.
What did she end up doing?
She just left it.
Yeah.
And then when I left, she goes, hey, you should come back again. I promise it's not always like this. I go, I live around the corner. I've been here for a decade. I go, it's totally fine. So she's very nice, but I'm glad. I always like that reinforcement. Like, it's not just you. Cause I was like, I am so annoyed right now.
Like we all also see what's going on here.
Right.
And how weird this is.
Right. Like, I'm not trying to be, it's not me, right? It's not just me. Like these guys. Oh my God. Yes. I was not pleased. Well, I'll tell you what pleases me is looking back over the weekend and naming the one man, the one woman, the one team that impressed us the most. So you know what time it is.
Here are your nominees for Monday MVP.
MVP! MVP! MVP!
I'll tell you what I see right now. A lot of homer picks. Not going to lie, I'm like, you know what? And you know, I will say this, Denton, and I'm not going to give away your pick, but that was going to be my pick. I'm like, if we're being honest, this is the right pick. But I was like, nah, I'll just go with my guy. Let's say it. Arch Manning, quarterback, University of Texas.
Manning being pressured, steps up in the pocket, goes downfield, and it's a touchdown to DeAndre Moore.
Call courtesy of ESPN. What a performance by Arch in that 52-37 win over Arkansas. 389 yards, four touchdowns passing, one touchdown rushing, one touchdown receiving. Six total touchdowns. First quarterback in Texas history to ever do that. Not even Vince Young had a receiving touchdown. So the Horns have an outside shot at the college football playoff. They have to beat the Aggroids, as we call them, on Friday. I don't know how I feel about that. A&M's really good. But from a guy who had the yips, what, a month and a half ago? I mean, Arch couldn't throw a 10-yard pass. So for him to step up in a game like this, yes, Arkansas is terrible. Still, six touchdowns in a game, four in the air, one on the ground, one receiving touchdown, where he's 6'4". He had to go up top to get this bad boy. Incredible catch. Arch Manning is my MVP.
All right. I'm going to homer as well. My MVP of the weekend is Catron Allen, Penn State running back.
Is capable of throwing. Instead, it's going to be Catron Allen stumbling forward, and that will be enough. A four-yard pickup. And from Norfolk, Virginia, to the top of the Penn State record books, Catron Allen is now your all-time leading Nittany Lion rusher.
Catron had a great game against Nebraska, 25 carries, 160 yards, and two touchdowns. Passes Evan Royster as Penn State's all-time leading rusher with 3,954 yards and leads Penn State to a dominant win over Nebraska, 37-10. I didn't even realize this was a thing until everybody started going crazy. Didn't realize that Catron was that close, and to be there in attendance for it was pretty special. So, Catron Allen, running back for Penn State.
All right.
My nominee.
We always love something historic. You got something historic, Jenks.
Mm-hmm.
Double D had something historic. I figured I might as well jump on the bandwagon.
All right.
My pick for Monday MVP is Browns defensive end, Myles Garrett.
Ooh. Oh, man. Myles Garrett just swats the ball out of the hand of Geno Smith. And it's recovered by the Browns.
This is the best player in the NFL right now. And Myles Garrett is on the cusp of doing something very, very historic, which is not breaking a long-standing record that goes back to the days of Michael Strahan for most sacks in an NFL season. He is on the verge of absolutely shattering the record that Michael Strahan set and now is tied with T.J. Watt as well. He had three sacks against the Las Vegas Raiders. We knew this would be a big one for him, but there's so many times where I go into games thinking that one player is going to excel because of the matchup, and then for whatever the reason is, game plan adjusts, and that player does not do well. And I remember checking, because I was, you know, periodically watching this to see if Shedeur Sanders was playing, but the Eagles-Cowboys game at this point was entertaining. So my focus is here. And I'm checking this game to be like, I wonder how many sacks Myles Garrett has. Maybe he has like a half. And I saw some other players for the Browns having a couple of sacks. And I was like, maybe they're tripling him. And then Myles Garrett isn't doing anything. And then I saw, oh, nope, he has three. He's dominating yet again. He has 13 over the last four games. That'll get guys $25 billion if you get 13 in a season. He has that over four games. He has 18-4 this season. Guys, it's not out of the realm of possibility that he ties the sack record in the next game for the Browns, just based off of how he's played over the last four. I'm setting the mark for him at 25. I think 25 sacks is the number that he's going to get, which is an asinine thing. I mean, he's going to be in a position where he's asking for more money again this offseason, and the Browns should be saying, yes, we will give you more money. We made you the highest paid player. You deserve more. We should make you the highest paid player again. You get the 49ers, which offensive line, okay, solid. You get the Titans, good luck to Cam Ward. The Bears, the Bills, the Steelers, the Bengals. I think he's going to have 25 sacks. He's on the cusp of doing something insane, and he's must-watch television. While everyone was focused on Shedeur Sanders, which we'll get to, Myles Garrett is the reason you should be watching the Browns. He is a masterclass of a defensive end.
Could not agree more. He was the one guy, like I said, where I was like, it's probably Myles Garrett. And what's sad is his performance will get lost today in this Shedeur Sanders talk.
Right.
I will guarantee you, I can't wait until I don't turn on First Take, but that I am channel surfing and I click across and we see some sort of hot take about Shedeur needs to be the Browns quarterback for the rest of the season, should have been drafted, you know, above Dylan Garrett, whatever it is.
He is him.
Right. It's Myles Garrett. Like, he might not just break the record, but to your point, to set it at 25 is, I think, reasonable.
One of my weird passions is when guys break longstanding NFL records.
Yeah.
I want them to really break it.
Yeah.
To kind of stick it to the boomers that are like, well, they played more games. Well, like, yeah, so if he has 22 sacks in 17 games,
right,
you're like, oh, well, what if Strahan had another game? If he has 25, like Strahan wasn't getting 3.5 in a game where Brett Favre took a dive, right?
Because
Because he did, right. So I want him to go above and beyond to really like, no, he is the best. It doesn't matter the amount of games. He is the best at this craft. And he is going to approach, you know, with all due respect to, you know, Lawrence Taylor and to the Reggie Whites of the world, if he has the performance with 25 sacks this year, he is approaching that kind of territory in terms of where he is discussed on all-time lists. I mean, his career, one, he's had, you know, double-digit sacks every year except his rookie year. He has 120 sacks on his career, and he isn't even 30 yet. You know, he turns 30 in a little over a month, right after December 29th, a very interesting day of the year to turn 30. But he turns 30 on December 29th. So he still has, I would say conservatively, probably about 4 years left.
Yeah.
To just continue to add to this particular stat. So I mean, he is unbelievable.
Double D, when you see Myles Garrett, what do you think? You probably think, I wonder who the next head coach of Penn State's going to be.
Oh, funny guy. Listen, he's doing things right now that have not been seen. Like, what did you say? How many sacks in the last four games?
13. 13. Insanity.
13 sacks. I do not believe that there's anyone ever who has had 13 sacks in four games.
No, it's a record.
I could be wrong.
Absolutely a record. It is.
Once again, unblockable. He's probably getting double teamed as much, if not more, than Micah Parsons right now. It is ridiculous what he is doing against teams that he should be doing this against, but getting multiple sacks, not just one sack.
And I want him, like, I'm glad TJ Watt shares the record with Michael Strahan, but the Strahan record, like, there were three things that happened on that play. Number one is Strahan got the record. Number two, Brett Favre absolutely
took a dive.
I remember watching that in real time and being like, come on, dude, not this way. And then number three, that was the day that Mark Gastineau's brain broke. Like, just absolutely.
I mean, still upset about
to
it.
To this day. What did Gastineau say to Brett Favre?
You hurt me.
You hurt me, Brett. You hurt me.
He lost millions of dollars on that play.
Yeah, he sure did. Coming up next on the show, time to check out tonight's game on the NFL schedule. And if the Panthers, are we talking Panthers football on Monday night? Yes, we are. Panthers, Niners. Coming up next on the Daily Tip, it is here on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.